This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025.
Yeah. All day?
All day long. Here it is.
You like that little line when people drop that in? All day?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because my dad would say that. So it makes me think of him. But, you know, on the other side of that, though, there's other little fun little phrases and words people say that don't make you think of someone nice that you miss. It makes you think of someone you hate. And then it's like, oh, I wish you hadn't said that. Like, I have a certain, and I won't say it now because it'll be kind of obvious, but.
Oh, like a certain phrase or a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you say that to people when they say it? Like, I wish you wouldn't have said that because.
Like, I, you know, part of my 2025, what is the word you don't want to say, resolution? Promise. Promise.
Yeah, promise.
We're promise keepers.
Oh, hang on now.
Was that I would be, like, more honest with people, meaning not that I've been lying, but, like, sometimes brutal honestly, honesty. Like, no, I cannot do that, or you know what I'm saying.
It's like even if you just don't want to.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
No, it's not happening, buddy.
And so there's someone that we share a building with. Oh. And
I love these because I mentally try to guess who it is. Yeah, this must be like a deep burn. Like, this could be a good one.
It's not at all. I just, like, I want to come at this from a place of, like, I mean it, and this is not for just entertainment value. But there's a person that, as Fat Boys put it in the past, most recently is 5 minutes before we went on the radio, you're in the communication business, and you don't do it worth a damn.
Oh, my God.
That seems to be a problem with many people in the communications business. They cannot communicate at all.
Well, this person,
it's ironic,
just is usually a hallway conversation. And over the years, it's probably been mentioned anonymously or whatever on the show, but just look so like, hey, how are you? I guess I'm all right. How about you? Like, you just
still
begging, you,
still like that?
Yes, like as maybe not yesterday, but as like last week. Whoa, somebody's counting some pills over there. I mean, you got some extras. Shake them in the
you
bottle. You're going to get a bunch of crackheads up here by the
end. Like zombies on the wall.
Greenville County mating call. You shake it up.
All right.
Do you think that person's looking for, like, trying to give you an opening to?
I think, but, like, it's a hallway conversation. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not to where the closeness is there, that, if that even makes sense. And I'm not trying to, like, I just want to say, like, I just want to grab him by the shoulders. It's a guy, by the way. So
turn around.
Before anybody says, I want to grab him by the shoulder and say, come on, man. Like,
yeah,
get out of, like, it's just not that bad.
Because even though we share a building with people, you know, we don't really see a whole lot of people. And we could be weeks and months that way.
There are days there's nobody here.
Yeah. I have a person like that, that too. That works here. And I've never met the person.
What?
And I've tried to communicate with the person. And if I ever meet the person, I want to, like, ask him, tell me straight up. Like, do you only talk to women you want to hook up with? Because I know that kind of lifestyle you lead. Through social media,
oh,
like,
wow.
I see what the game is. Like, just tell me, because that way I wouldn't have found your debit card and returned it for you. I wouldn't have tried to get
Whoa.
Somebody on your show.
Why?
Like, just let me know. Like, what?
You're turning over a new leaf, returning the debit card.
Are you talking about Steve Harvey?
Oh no, not Steve.
He ghosted him.
It was Bacon. Yeah, it's hard to use somebody else's debit card these days.
It really is. The glory days are gone. It started with Tiger Trans.
It was like, I might as well turn it over.
I know.
Like, nothing.
The glory days of floating checks.
Oh, man.
I was just like.
You remember the good old days.
I do. Get groceries on Wednesday because they don't get paid till Friday.
Yeah. I was just expecting a return email like, hey, man, that's cool. Appreciate it. Nothing. Yeah. Never picked it up as far as I know. And this was years ago.
Mm. You didn't use it by chance, did you, before you put it back?
No, you can't, man. That's you do that these days, and that is. This ain't like some, you know, writing a bad check, going to court. You're talking about, like, identity fraud.
Yeah.
Like, serious
time. You don't want that on your record.
Like, used to, though.
Rob,
like,
get it off, though.
That versus tampering with someone's mail. Like, tampering with someone's mail was always looked at as, like, you were impersonating and this is a government service that you're manipulating or whatever. But then using someone's debit card was just like, slap on the wrist. But now that's good because you're literally assuming they're identity.
I tell you what could really hurt somebody.
You can't spell identity without titty.
Titty.
You can't.
You need it.
This could even happen locally. If you mess with certain people who have a certain following, they will sick them on you.
Oh, I know. I know. It happened with me with Tom Crabtree.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that was his band.
There's this girl on X who put a video that went viral. She said...
X?
Yeah, she said, if I see a Trump sticker in a parking lot of the Mexican restaurant that I work at, I'm going to key your car.
God.
No questions asked.
Like?
You don't deserve to eat our food if you support what he's doing. That blew up. And then when you follow the thread, there's her Facebook. There's every social media account she has, her ex-husband, his family, everything.
God.
And people are just really love it, man. It's like blood in the water. They went after her ass. She made everything private, deleted a couple things.
Man. Of course.
Yeah, but you know, everything was already screenshot. That's what they always say about people, like, you know, real famous people, if they delete a tweet. Like, someone already, there's even bots that you can, like, I saw one the other day on there. And I want to get to the point that I was saying prior to that. But the bot that you can have turned on, if a tweet or an X or whatever the hell pops up in a different language, you put at whatever this bot is and it translates it for you automatically.
Oh, okay.
That kind of little thing. I freaking walked right past what I was trying to say. Ah, hell.
I want to be out of the X business.
Oh, yes. You want to be out of the X business?
If I'm being honest with you, like, I don't want to have it anymore.
Why, you're afraid you're going to say something wrong?
No, I don't even post anything because your engagements always get pushed down. I got people in my timeline that don't even know, and it's really bad stuff.
It's negative.
Violent.
Oh,
awful.
That's the thing. You go. That's why I've said before, I don't like it. It's my least favorite because if I have the, not that I'm so busy, but if I have the time to be on social media, I'm just kind of like, probably sitting low in a chair, you know, probably driving. I'm just kidding. I'm probably sitting low in a chair, probably just chilling. I'm not looking to, like, get my mind stimulated awful. You know what I'm saying? I want to just look and say, oh, that's a cute cow. Oh, look at so-and-so's daughter. How sweet, you know. Don't be weird. She's like seven, something like that. And but then I don't want to see two guys all of a sudden start beating the hell out of each other, and then people in the background holding up various flags from other countries and stuff.
Oh,
like
my
I
God.
Don't. I want to be able to like not see that. But damn it, if X doesn't spoon feed it to you.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to like.
All the violence and keep everybody divided.
Is Facebook the only one that people communicate to each other with? That's what I want, is a conversation sometimes. Now, there are some people that will post and post and post and will never engage and respond.
Yeah.
I think Facebook is the one that I use for... I've had the same friends for so long, and that's who I communicate with. Same four people.
This is all a big flex.
It's all about dogs, generally, children.
From what we do, it's what you got to have, because you got to promote.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is adding to it, but...
I can honestly say I think I usually will respond about every interaction I get. Like, I will. Even if it's just a like. Yeah. Like, oh, my daughter's birthday, I posted something on that. You know, like, awful. I mean, not awful. Like, an incredible amount of people respond to it. And I was like, well, I'm going to go through and like and respond
That's
to it.
That's just nice.
Plus, yeah. I cannot clean up my timeline. There's this one, a tweet I cannot get rid of. And I want to message the guy and say, can you block me so this will go away? Because it will not let me delete it or unretweet it for whatever. And it's some stupid baseball post from a year ago. Mm. And I'm like, the whole thing is.
You have to also think, who's going and looking at, no offense. But you could say the same thing about like whoever that's exponentially famous. But who really goes back and looks at their, let's say, Bronny James.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good example because people are trying to critique him and look for things.
So anytime anybody does something wrong, that's when they go back.
So you're kind of like over.
That's when you got to look out.
Is there something with the baseball thing that could be looked at as like, uh-oh? It involved Marge Schott dressed with a little mustache or anything?
Is she still around?
No.
It wasn't anything bad even. It's just I don't like leaving stuff on the timeline. I like to just kind of clean it up and restart with it.
You and Kanye.
And I can't do it. That's the one that's on there still. Will not let me get rid of it. And I just want to have it blank, nothing.
Somebody needs to see that.
But I think about like stuff I want to X all the time. I'm like, oh, this would be funny. And then, you know, you go back and look, and it's got 20 engagements, and, you know, 13 people saw it.
Yeah, but look at
them. They don't want to laugh. They would just want to be mean to each other.
This is what I say a lot, and I know it's true. Girl, when let's say I go, I don't want to use X because I don't like it. I really don't. But I'll go on Instagram right now, and I don't want to mention that person because they're local. Okay, so look, I see this. That's stupid. I'm not reading that one.
That's like, you know, sounds like me going through the timeline.
All right, look, there's somebody walking through this museum or some church or whatever over in France or Italy. One of the two, I can tell. And it's, I'm looking at it like, God, that's beautiful or whatever. Scroll right past. I don't always interact with it. Like, and that's probably goes against all social media, but like, I am consuming with my eyes and a little bit of my brain. Very little bit of my brain. That's where people end up getting screwy, is because we're releasing the endorphins and we're like, I'm tired. Now I can just sit here and pass judgment in my brain and just scroll my finger, and my thumb's going to be a foot long eventually after everybody starts doing this over and over again. Like, the muscles in that thumb is going to be huge compared to the other fingers.
You did something that I hate when it happens to me locally. It will start you off on a reel. And I'm like, always. I can't not like it because they know I watched it. So I'm like, damn, I got to like it now. Because they're going to think, why did he watch it and not like it?
Yeah, but it doesn't show. It shows you who watched it.
Oh, yeah. If you got a reel up there.
God, I never even knew that.
Yeah,
now that makes me paranoid as hell. Now I'm going to be like, yeah, but God, that's right. Because then if you can see that they watched it and didn't communicate, you're like, well, kiss my ass.
And you want to message him, say, hey, was it not funny enough?
Did you not like it? I mean, you watched 38 seconds of it, according to...
I hate being like that. It sucks you into it.
But when you... Just because you don't interact with it doesn't mean you didn't like it. Like, you can... It's it's.
I read a thing about Christopher Walken. He says, I have a satellite dish. As far as technology goes, that's it. No computer. I don't wear a watch. No cell phone. I ask people what time it is if I'm out and about. I'm like, wow, how do you live that? That is literally off the grid.
Because he's, yeah, but does he have handlers? Or I mean, people that say that, yeah, they have somebody that's got their eye on all their stuff, like their whatever's. Damn it. Yeah, so I'm looking on my...
I'm guilty of all the stuff I'm bitching about, but it's just an odd circle.
I tweeted on Inauguration Day. Oh, I'm really active. They should let their living presidents pick their own walkout music, you know, when they walked out for the inauguration.
Yeah. That's a good idea,
And there was 345 views, which is...
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Is it?
I would get maybe 40.
Yeah,
maybe.
But that's... I mean, that. Yeah, but out of 9,000 followers, which isn't crap. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, look... I appreciate the 9,000. You understand what I'm saying? Yep. Compared to the big dogs on there or whatever. It's like when you say, oh, the time when you talked about betting a certain amount of money, people are like, good God, man. This is a lot of money. You're like, well, that's not a lot of money on the grand scheme of things. So you got to kind of walk that back a little bit. But
I think Jack Dorsey wrote the code for X in a night. I would go back in time and unplug his computer. He just never was invented.
Yeah, but that means everybody would have just be on Threads doing all that crap then.
Yeah, there's always something that's going to replace it. Like Blue Sky, Red Note, there's always something.
I know. Ready. See, I only hear about that from you. I don't like keep in the know of the latest and greatest comings and goings. Like now that like the world is kind of... And I don't know, maybe it changed, but like Americans are like, you know what? Fine, TikTok. Trump says it's cool now. They're going to get it if they can get it on their app store or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if it's available yet still. I don't know if it's came back yet. Wasn't recently, as of a few days ago that I saw.
Wild.
Yeah, like, you know, ChatGPT is not the top AI now. It's something else.
It's the one from China.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean,
God, open, was that open source? Was that something like that? But,
crap, like, I forget.
But they're like, look, we made this for a lot cheaper, and it outperforms GPT.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. It's called DeepSeek.
That's deep. Yes,
they wouldn't let. You couldn't ask it questions about the Chinese government, though. Which is the funny thing. So it's totally censored.
Well, luckily, I don't have any because I pretty much know.
Exactly, right?
Like money, hate people.
It means it means for like their own people, you know.
Oh, yeah, I saw a reporter. He said, look, I have an American phone and I have a Chinese phone, and you cannot get Instagram, Facebook, any of that on my Chinese cell phone. They control all that.
But then how does the culture permeate then? You know what I mean? Like, I saw a video yesterday, and you may have seen it. I want to say it's Ghana or somewhere like that, a country such as the Ghana.
Was that African like countries?
Miss South Carolina
you
girl.
Do.
Such as the African countries.
Apparently, believe.
But it was this dude that was like walking through what is basically like a flea market over there.
Uh-oh.
But like, I mean, just like, oh, I'm going to give you just shudders just to even think about walking through there. I mean, just like, this wild, crazy.
Oh, yeah, like a bazaar would look or whatever.
Yeah, but he's got on the look and the... He's got on all these gold chains and he's got on the
it was me, fool.
The pants. It wasn't Mr. T. It wasn't Mr. T3, the third. But, like, totally was... It was the culture. Like, he was just like Tupac, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But was not speaking English at all, and I'm like, incredible how the culture just permeates through because of the damn internet, where before magazines, I guess,
all the print stuff,
but just it was like, wow, that is incredible. I mean, that's like so wild how
the virality of this stuff, man, how it spreads.
Yeah, I just want, like, are there, like, people maybe in, like, give me a crazy out-of-the-way country off the top of your head.
Estonia.
Estonia.
Yeah, I mean, I had to think for a minute.
Do you think there's someone there wearing Confederate flag Zubaz pants right now?
God,
do you think?
Lord, I hope so. Zubaz pants.
God. Is Gaffney their sister city?
Did they get, like, you know, Dixie Outfitters is old clothes they don't sell? Did they go to Russia?
Where did all the Confederate flag pants go? Like, there's somewhere, there's some third world nation where they just don't know.
There was a store here that was shut down.
Rednecks in Russia.
Do you imagine? And give me another out of the way country. Paige, now you go.
Iraq.
That's not out of the way. That's one of the most talked. Libya. Let's say Grenada for fun.
Grenada.
You think they're over there wearing Grenada. You wear your ex, I wear mine shirts over there.
They got no fear. Probably Big Johnson shirts. They got Big Johnson shirts in Russia, I'm sure.
Man, the culture.
Oh, Lord. Little shirt says Big Johnson. He has joke on Beck.
Is it about Lyndon Baines Johnson? Is that to his old shirt, huh?
No.
My Russian's Italian. It really is.
How big is odds?
Let me give you these phone numbers so you can complain. Hold on.
This thing?
Yeah, those are Zubaz pants. Those are in the style of Buffalo Bills.
Dressed like a nasty boy.
You look like a road warrior from the waist down. Feel free to call or text 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com text line.
I don't know.
I'll find out real fast after I ask Paige what she's working on in the Plex.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, perhaps this guy in Pittsburgh.
We have a commercial coming up first.
Oh, we're good. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Things good to go.
Perhaps this.
Well, I needed to know. I couldn't write it fast enough to hold it up on a piece of paper.
Perhaps this guy in Pittsburgh had the same problem that Fat Boy had, because.
Oh no.
Which one?
He landed in the hospital after going to the bathroom. You'll find out what happened next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ooh.
Oof.
I'm just now starting to come around to some normalcy, as far as that goes.
Wow. That's a long ride you have to work with any kind of gut issues.
Ooh, I know. Maybe it was the norovirus. Neuro, however the hell you say it.
You know what? No one knows. I hear it all those different ways. It's like,
well, I can't call it that. Never mind.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Nora?
Well, not like, you know, you can't call it the N virus because nobody knows how to pronounce it or say it. You can't, you know, every letter's taken. Now they're going to think of H1N1. Like, I don't have that. I don't have any kind of bird flu or nothing.
They're going to run out of letters.
They really are.
All right. More on bird flu next. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Well, when I read this, I completely thought of our own Fat Boy. Because a guy in Pennsylvania landed in the hospital on Monday after he used the bathroom at City Hall. Why?
Oh, you renamed it.
Blanky
Hall.
Did we figure out if it was Nora? What kind of virus is that?
Oh, dude, another great example of division. It's like there's three different ways to spell it according to P1s on the text line, which is 1-800-774-0093. TLC, don't text and drive.
Don't you do it.
Manager James Rice Plan.
But it wasn't a biological problem. It was something else. He sat down on a toilet and it exploded, literally.
Oof.
Not the other way.
I felt that before, but it never really happened. But I felt like it was going to.
Well,
I have been lifted up off the ground before as a result of sitting on a toilet.
Did you? That you caused?
Yeah. Like, I can't explain it. The Force.
Oh, okay. The Force.
not Star Wars.
Waste
or
matter.
John Force, either.
The flow of matter.
Yeah. The emissions from my buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
I got some... audio if you want to hear.
Oh, yes, please.
Along with EMS and the sheriff's units, are requesting a city officer respond to the fifth floor. They have a 65-year-old male with a gash to his leg after having a toilet explode.
Damn.
A toilet.
I'll give you that Kevin Hart on that one.
Oh, so the toilet tank shattered and sent shards of porcelain flying.
He got a big old gash in his leg. Yuck. And plus there's like, oh God, you're talking about an instant infection.
Yeah. You with like
God bless. Oh, I'm getting icky feeling now.
MRSA and other stuff. You call it, you get botulism in your leg.
I know.
From doo-doo.
Yeah, from like everyone's pee and particles of feces and stuff.
So the gash on his leg is described as a minor non-life-threatening situation. So Christ Jesus is going to live. So the building is over 100 years old and needs renovations. And local media recently reported on peeling paint, broken urinals, and moldy water fountains. So,
that's what they were saying about some of the houses in the Palisades. Like, look, these are old. Asbestos in a lot of these houses.
And really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's common even here.
Lead?
Just at that time when, you know, it's in tile. And I know people that do home repair, and they don't pull that stuff up because I think once drilling it, you have all those, I guess the carbon and everything from that escapes, and that's what caused. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's sealed, so they don't want to pull it out, and so burning it would probably be a horrible thing to do.
Telling you to wear your mask and your body suits and like and wear all that to maybe the mask, but and some gloves.
Yeah.
It's a little asbestos.
My grandpa, one of his jobs was removing it out of the old Daniel building downtown Greenville. But they wore those suits and stuff.
Old high school, you know, the old Easley High School back in the day, they had it and they had to take it out.
Well, our old house at Poe Mill literally, I mean, had lead paint. I mean, it literally did. Like, that was real.
Like, it started to chip up. I don't know if I've been around it, really.
Oh, I have. don't you ever eat it? I'm like, friggin' don't worry. I'm walking around eating paint. I'm not. No
paint tips.
You should have said, put it in the crisper then.
No lead poisoning here, buddy.
Yeah.
Why would people eat it? Like, what's the draw to it?
I don't know. Glue,
like paste. What was the draw to that?
Well, that had
adults from
what
still do that.
From what I heard from that, that had a minty taste to it. But I don't know why you would eat paint chips. Unless it's just sitting around, you're hungry.
You're poor, and you don't have food.
And every time you see something, you have to stick it in your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
why get you into trouble.
Why do people boof corn dogs? I'll never get it.
I've
never heard of that, but I'll have to Google.
They'll double boof them.
Mm. All right, so.
It's nature's air fryer.
This guy, he went into a Pizza Hut in Cottonwood Heights, Utah on Saturday.
Cottonwood always up to no good.
Just outside Salt Lake City, and he left a $1,200 tip on the table there. So this is Post Malone. He decided to leave a big old tip. He knocked on the door 30 minutes before they opened, and according to Google, says it was 10 a.m. So that would have been 9:30 in the morning. So the manager on duty was a 20-year-old by the name of Kobe Akita, who told the reporter that he couldn't believe Post Malone was standing outside. And he says, quote, I didn't think it was him at first, and he's been a fan ever since middle school. And so he asked if they were open, and he said, for you, we'll open. So he
That's kind of crappy, though, Pizza Hut. You're closed, but you'll open for a celebrity.
Plus, are you opening with a limited menu? Or are you going to fire up the buffet for Post Malone?
I don't think they do a buffet anymore.
Do they not?
Hey,
I don't have one in my town anymore.
I think the buffets went out the door with COVID. I don't see too many of them anymore.
Oh, God. Yo, yeah. Golden Corral and all them. I think buffets are live and back going.
Dude, somebody,
Myrtle Beach is still wide open.
Somebody locally posted a picture of an old Pizza Hut back in the day. I think it was in Malden somewhere. I'm like, I could smell this picture.
I know. It's heartwarming, isn't it?
And then the people commented in the picture, like, oh, I remember working there. It was so great. And I'm like,
there was something where there was uniformity to restaurants, and they all used different lighting and the cups and everything. Like, there's something to that. Now it's all just drab, taupe bullcrap.
Going out for pizza used to be a thing when we were kids.
But again, do we attribute that because we were kids, or was it really that awesome? That's what I go back to so much. It's like bills and responsibilities. Yeah. Everything was awesome.
We were kids. Somebody else was paying.
Now everybody, how much do you DoorDash or Uber Eat? Like all that stuff now is just people want to pay for the convenience and don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It does.
Who wants to deal with traffic and people, though?
Trafficking people?
Well, that plus
shouldn't do that.
That makes me upset. You know that.
Who wants to keep dodging in the background of somebody's selfie, you know, when they're two tables down and this, that, and the other?
Now, this guy was such a good guy. He kept $800 for himself and gave the rest to his coworker, who was there, too. So,
well, he's a fool.
Yeah.
They should have told him, man, I didn't get anything. I'm sorry. Damn.
Damn. All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you so much, Paige. Fat boy. This is kind of a lull time for sports, is it not?
Which is really odd, you know. I mean, it is. The Super Bowl's not happened yet. NBA All-Star game is still a little ways away. This is kind of a plus basketball games last night sucked eggs. The NBA's kind of falling off.
Cody sucks eggs.
God, oh man, the way he's working those shirts in. The son of master electrician, I think it says.
Yeah, Canadian master electrician. Cody sucks eggs.
Wow.
I broke Wahoo's leg.
Old Terry. Oh, what if he's like I unbroke it or I broke both of them? This is going to go everybody.
Oh, Lord.
The Paul brothers possibly fighting each other?
Oh, that God, yes, please.
We're going to talk about it.
Good.
We might have an answer for you.
It'd be worked like hell, but still. I can't figure out which one I dislike more.
This was the massive payday that the Klitschko's could have had.
Who is a fan? Who is a fan? I mean, it's fine if you are, but explain that. What?
I like to watch Logan Paul wrestle. He's really good.
No, he's a yes, yeah. But the it's not a gimmick per se. But it's kind of like who they are. Like they've
Pretty
been
much.
Those internet kids for and not now grown ass men. But
I hate the fact that Jake Paul's making all this money, and then you see the videos of him taking his Tyson money and buying the same car, three of the same car. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of
fix your lisp, then you worry about going to buy everything.
I know.
Buy a speech class, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. We'll hate on those two more next. Okay. Good morning,
yay,
everybody.
For all things
Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Sports served you by Bojangles. The restaurant, not the person.
Not the P1 who dresses like a clown.
So he would go get it if we wanted him to.
Oh, he would.
That's how dedicated he is.
Oh, well, I'll have a Cajun flavor.
I want the dirty rice bowl with grilled chicken, but I don't think I can get that for breakfast. It is good, though. Well, I'm going to give you a
This day in sports history?
Yes, sir. Trivia style. Which I'm sure you're
part of this show. Yeah.
You will get this. In 1936, 89 years ago, the first five players were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Who are they?
The first one ever?
Yep. First class.
Babe Ruth.
There's one.
Ty Cobb.
There's two.
Cy Young. No.
Nope.
Cy Young's not on it. Kennesaw Mountain Landis?
Nope.
Connie Mack?
Nope.
Give me the initials.
Okay, one is WJ.
Walter Johnson?
Yep. There's three. You got two more.
All right. Give me the, I need the initials. I can't.
This guy has one of the most famous baseball cards.
Thomas Wagner.
Yep. There's four and one more. You and this guy shared the same nickname in middle school.
Sexy?
Big Six.
Oh, Christy Mathewson.
How does he know where you were in middle school? That creeps me out.
He read the book.
Oh, my God, apparently.
He was my ghostwriter.
He read the book.
Copied the manuscript coming up.
It was the Matt manuscript, actually.
Oh!
Oh.
That's the name of the book.
Wow. God, dude, I used to be able to quote those right off the top of my head. That's
I'm impressed.
Don't be.
I only know two of those players.
I'm ready.
The first two I thought of.
I'm ready for baseball. I still love baseball, and it's a lot better since they got the pitch clock going. But, man, I'm telling you.
Well, considering I've only been to two pro baseball games in my life.
Baseball makes it very hard to find their product.
Or they price themselves out of – but all the sports do.
Yep.
I mean, like, all of them. Even like a minor league thing, like family of four to go is like $100. It's like, gosh. I mean, that's kind of absurd.
It really is. Plus, you know, there's a playground at some of these ballparks. The kids want to go over there and play. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you sit here and score the game, buddy, just like we did growing up.
Yeah.
Well, the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan.
Oh, brother.
They're teasing something pretty big on a streamer.
Not again.
On March the 27th, they're staring off against each other. Is it a fight?
Slap fighting.
The brothers are fighting each other?
It is not a fight. Neither are going to fight, and they're not going to fight each other. It's just a tease for a reality show.
Oh.
That's all it's going to be.
Blah, blah.
Just a simple run-of-the-mill, what each brother's into. You know, we got one coming up in the Rumble.
So, what would that be other than what they already do, though? Like, that's kind of what their whole thing is.
I don't know what they do on YouTube's the thing.
You get some exclusive content?
Like...
some nudity? What? No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
Well, I mean.
Whatever I see from Jake Paul, I see in social media shorts, like 10-second clips.
Yeah.
Or I see, you know, his ads for other betting services or whatever. But Logan Paul, like, I don't know what these guys with their YouTube presence is or was.
Big. I mean, they've been doing it since they were, like, teenagers.
Like, I don't know what they do on there. So, I mean, this might be interesting for a few episodes. To see how they live, or, you know, do they got any crazy family members?
Where'd you say it's going to Netflix?
Max.
Oh.
And March 27th. So it's like, you know, when we watch Hollywood Hillbillies.
Poor Max is really going downhill.
We watched it for Copper Cab, but we stayed for Meemaw. Oh.
For what? Copper what?
Copper Cab. You remember Copper Cab, Mikey Kittrell, Hollywood Hillbillies?
No.
Leave gingers alone. Oh, gingers have souls, damn it.
Yeah.
We watched for Meemaw.
Yeah, and then didn't they do a thing where they, like, went to California and lived for a season in like a big mansion.
That was the whole show.
Yeah. Okay,
that was the premise.
My God, yep.
did they...
just like people in your life, TV shows come and go. They're up your ass. You're watching it every day. You're binge watching or binge seeing people, and then they're gone. And
they really are.
It's just like once you get away from the time period far enough, you forget, and they didn't matter.
Only if they turn the pool table into a fancy eating table, I'm watching it. If Ellie Mae's there with all her animals.
See.
The hell did you just say?
It's interesting.
Beverly Hillbillies.
We don't have time here. We're out of here. But it's interesting as far as the TV thing goes.
Yeah.
There's something coming out today I'm dying to watch. But it's about something that's old. Of all the stuff you could watch now, like, don't watch it. It's hard to keep up with. I like a show, a couple episodes, I forget about it.
I just have ADD when it comes to TV. I get bored so fast. Move on.
I just forget. I'm gonna forget.
You're gonna forget,
like,
what?
That's like everything. Like, my mind's gonna be the first thing to go.
Something. I mean, there's something to that.
I take vitamins, damn it.
Well, not that.
I think the only shows that
you
I
get
watch,
jabbed. I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
I watched Gemstones twice. Incomplete and then Ozark. That's
Flintstones.
Gemstones.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's ending.
Oh, no.
No.
This is going to be the last season coming up. Danny McBride, you're a liar because you said you wanted to go 7 and 8 seasons. You're obviously bored with it because you got creative control. You pulled the plug on it.
Yeah, but I think somebody like that, though, like he Kenny knows. Powers, if it went Eastbound and Down, if it went on, it could have started to suck.
Could have.
The thing about him, he's the same guy no matter what, so that's why.
4 seems to be his number, seasons-wise.
Yeah.
Or something close to it. I don't know.
Man, that sucks. But he'll do a new one. He'll be a mechanic with, like, you know, father of 4 interracial kids or something. He'll find some spin to do on it. It's always fun.
There's some idea in the back of his head, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. I want to find out what the show is now you're excited about.
Yeah, you're going
to
clown me.
Because you and I have pretty similar likes about shows and stuff.
I think you'll make fun of me, but that's cool. I mean, it's look, I got my lane as far as my interests go when TV comes up.
It must involve murder then, because that's what I everyone's infatuated with murder shows now. Yeah, it's like, yeah, God like bless.
It might.
Why do you want to sit there and just like, it's not going to be something that, I don't know. People get too excited about watching murder shows. Like,
I mean, the documentary stuff is interesting.
But are you living vicariously through these characters because you want to kill?
No, it's you're wondering how people can be so. How can people be so ugly? How can people? How?
I can show you how. Some people just born ugly.
It's just.
Let me show you a couple babies here.
All right. Interesting tease. I'm more confused than ever now. We'll get into that and your phone calls or texts or both. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.